Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. I'm thankful that you're tuning in today. Hey, I hope this Jumpstart podcast encourages you and inspires you, challenges you, helps you step out in faith, makes you think a little differently, helps you tune into the Lord, helps you think about the Bible, helps you think about your faith. I hope it jumpstarts your day. No matter what you're going through today, God is with you. Just know that. So I hope this podcast jumpstarts your day. I want to talk to you about something that I think is really important. The title of my podcast today is, Are You Content? Are you content? Are you content, or are you trying to keep up with the Joneses? Do you see the blessings all around you? Or are you always trying to get more, more, more? Is it never good enough? Adam and Eve, they had the problem of being discontent, didn't they? God told them not to eat from one tree. They could have everything else, but God said, don't eat from that one tree. And what did they do? Well, first of all, the enemy, which he still does today, says, did God really say? Did God really say? They wanted what they couldn't have. They were discontent. They weren't content having everything else. They wanted that one thing that they shouldn't or couldn't have. I know there's so many people, I've done it, that bought cars they couldn't afford. They bought homes they couldn't afford. They bought boats they couldn't afford. They leased cars that they couldn't afford. They went into debt with credit card debt and couldn't afford it. I've done all of those things. And I want to say that I didn't do it because I was discontented necessarily, but I was doing it to keep up with everybody else. So maybe it was. Maybe it was. Maybe I wasn't content. Maybe I wasn't content. I got to tell you right now, I'm driving a 2010 Honda Insight. It was given to me by a dear friend. And I have to tell you, I am more content with that car. It's metallic blue. But I got to tell you, I drive around in that car and I thank God for it because guess what? I have no payments. I have no payments. And a lot of people would say, oh, wow, you drive that car? And a lot of people have said you drive that car. And I said, yes, I do. And I'm thankful every time I get in it. I'm thankful every time I drive down the freeway. I'm thankful every time it gets me to my destination. I'm thankful every time a bill doesn't come to my house. My podcast today comes from 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 10. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can take nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Contentment, godliness with contentment is great gain. We brought nothing into this world and we can carry nothing out. The only thing we can take with us in some strange form is people. We can share the gospel and we can be a light to people. Can't take our money, can't take our possessions, can't take what this world is all about with us. It's so funny because we go deep into debt trying to impress people around us who don't care at all. I don't care what car my friends are driving. I don't care how big their house is. I don't care how much is in their bank account. I don't care how successful they are. I'm happy for people when they when they get certain things, when they have success. But I really don't care about it all that much. 1 Timothy 6 says, "And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content." It doesn't say, "And having food and clothing and houses and cars and boats and jet skis and a credit limit." It doesn't say all those things. It says, "Having food and clothing, with these we shall be content." But we have a problem. We want to keep up with the Joneses, so we have a desire to become rich, and we fall into a temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. We have lust of the eye. We want what others have, so we want to go out and try to get it. And it doesn't matter what we do to try to get it. Either A, we're going to work 70 hours a week so your family never sees you, or B, we're going to go into credit card debt or financial debt to try to finance it. And the Bible also says that we should not owe anybody anything, that the borrower is slave to the lender. Oh, how I've fallen in this. I've fallen in this. But are you content? I didn't say, are you satisfied? I didn't say, are you complacent? I said, are you content with the blessings that God has given you? Do you look at simple things and say, "Thank you, Lord"? Or is it always like Adam and Eve? You have all of these blessings around you, but you don't even see them, and you want to go for that one thing that you know that you shouldn't, because you're not content. 1 Timothy 6 says, those who desire to be rich will fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts. What are those harmful lusts that are tripping you up, that are making you not content? The love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. And guess what happens when you love money? You stray from the faith. You stray from the faith in your greediness, and you pierce yourself through with many sorrows. Are you content? Are you content with the little car that God has blessed you with? Are you content with the job that God has blessed you with? Are you content with the things that you have? Or are you always searching for more, more, more? Is it never enough? I have to wonder, if it's never enough, is Jesus enough? If you're chasing after all the things of this world, can Jesus possibly be enough? Because if Jesus is enough for you, then you aren't going to be discontented. You're going to be content with who you are in Christ, with all that Jesus has done for you. You will be content with knowing that Jesus died a horrible death. And if all you have is Jesus, then you have all you really need. But it's hard to get to that place, isn't it? It's hard to get to that place when you see the odometer on your car going up to 180,000 miles. We want to go trade that bad boy in and finance another car and go into debt and owe the lender for 5 to 7 years, $450 a month. The Bible says that you don't know if you're going to be even around tomorrow. So why are we financing, of all things, a car for 5 years at a ridiculous rate, at a ridiculous price per month, when we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow? We don't want to save. We don't want to... And please understand, I'm talking about where I have been in the past, where I am in many areas currently, and God is working on me. He's working on me. I'm associating with people that are helping me see, hey, you don't need to live like this. You don't need to live on credit cards. You don't need to live paycheck to paycheck. Given, it shall be given. Seek the Lord first. He'll give you all of these things. Seek the Lord and His righteousness, and He'll give you all of these things that you're looking for. But it starts with being content. You know, when it's just amazing to me that Paul and Silas in jail, their backs raw after being beaten. Did they complain? Did they gossip and murmur and complain? No. What did they do? They worshiped God. They sung his praises. We get so caught up in trying to keep with the Joneses, we can't even sing his praises. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Are you content? If you're not, dive into the word. If you're not, pray and fast. Ask yourself, why am I not satisfied with the things that God has given me? What is missing in my own life that I got to keep going after more? God has blessed you. You may not see it. You may not see it because of your circumstances. Your circumstances may look terrible, but God has blessed you, and he's not done with you. And he's going to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or imagine, according to the power that's at work within us. We just have to believe. We just have to believe. We just have to be thankful. Be thankful every day. You have a lot to be thankful for. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.